The Lord is great, and one of the ways that we share that is through song, but also when we share the psalm, and when we do the invocation at church, that's a statement of the greatness of the Lord. So let's do that here as we begin. First off, we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And in the next part of our worship service, we're going to share responsively words from Psalm 146, which really are about the greatness of the Lord, how he can give sight to the blind and do amazing things. We're going to hear about that in our gospel text as well. Let's share this responsively between pastor, women, and men. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I, my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being.
Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation.
When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish.
Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God.
Who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them.
Who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry.
The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind.
The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. And we now take a moment to confess our sin. Brothers and sisters, we gather together as the baptized children of God. Let us come to him admitting our need of him and asking his forgiveness. We take a few moments for silent reflection. We confess. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your children, admit to you our waywardness. We have sinned against you in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. We do not deserve your love, yet by your own promise, we dare to come before you, asking your grace. Forgive us our sins, gather us as your own children, and give us your love and life.
Amen.
Having admitted your need for God's forgiveness, I, as a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.